person should wear his beautiful clothes. The Yismach Bavias Shabbos. Kiyotzi Likras HaMelech. He should be happy with the coming of Shabbos, like someone who's going to greet the king. And Kiyotzi Likras Chasim Kala. And someone who's going out to meet a Chasim and Kala. Rabbi Chanina Ma'atif Bikoi Bepanya B'mal Shabta. He would be Ma'atif in his tzitzis. And he would go out on Friday evening. Ba'amah Boyud Venetzi Likras Shabbos Malkasa. The Shabbos queen. So those are the two things he said before. That he's like he's going to greet the king, and he's going out to greet the chasam and kala. Boichala, boichala. Hagav yalvish altzma bebigdei Shabbos miyad achas shirachatz altzma. The din, he should specifically put on his bigdei Shabbos after he washes himself. Mizehu kvoid Shabbos. The din kavod Shabbos. Okay, lo yichatz the Shabbos el samach leerev sheyalvish altzma miyad. Therefore, it's better the person shouldn't go to the mikvah right away after he davens mincha gedayla, because then he won't be able to get dressed into Shabbos clothes right away. Rather, he should do it closer to evening. Zok Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Ches, Yilbish v'yelich bohem ad ma'aseh Shabbos achar Avdala, and he should wear his nice clothes until ma'aseh Shabbos after Avdala. You shouldn't change out of them before Avdol. You should wear them until after Avdol.
But I think we said that if once he changes it, he doesn't have to put it back on.
Interesting. Anybody who's marbel to be mechabed, heim begufoy, heim begodov, whether physically, like we said before, he prepares his body, prepares his clothes. However, you're mechabed, that whatever you do, the more, the better. In Zoyer, I'm kubalim, they say, very, very be careful, shouldn't be any machloikas. Right, that we had the Gemara Gittin, that the Yitzhara was, and then when Rameyer got them to make Shalom for three Shabbos, then the Yitzhara said, he kicked me out of the house. So this was Mamish, this is the place for the Yitzhara, and a person should be very, very careful not to have any machloikis on Shabbos.
Right before Shalom.
Yeah. So I think it's funny that he's putting it over here, but I think that it belongs right over here. All these preparations they're having for Shabbos. So this is, I think I saw somewhere Taka says that the Yetzer Hara Davka makes that things don't work out on Erev Shabbos. That way you get upset. He wants that you should get upset your wife. Right. So he makes the things that the child burns, or he makes that the
Haru. No, that's what we say. His Haru.
No,
the person should be careful. Sartam, Raftam, Adlikus, and Amos.
Right. Yeah, Sebeni Chusa, right?
No, it says Amy Yisera, right?
Right.
You shouldn't make
Amy Yisera with Sachfes.
Yud. Kyotze Likras Hamelech. Viktas Mekoimis, Noigin Lotes, Mibes Haknesses, La Azara, Vairen Boy Venetze. Some places, they go into the Azara, the courtyard in front of the shul, and they say, "Boy Venetze, Kashabas Machasa." I think that's what they do, you know, in the Arizal shul, not the Arizal shul, the Karlbach shul. The Karlbach shul in Tzfas. They go into the courtyard, and it's the only place I've ever seen it.
Everybody leaves the shul.
And they have the courtyard in front of the shul. Everybody goes there, yep. And they say, what do they say over there? The whole chadai, did they say over there? I forgot. I don't remember. We turn westward when we say boy b'shalom. Person should stand and make it as if he's being mekabel adam gadol. Nalagu shalom lekabel as a Shabbos. I'm not sure if he should. Whatever. Anyway, nalagu shalom lekabel as a Shabbos. I don't know if the what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to look around and see when everybody else is turning back around. Anyway, Anyway,
a lot of people get very confused because some people turn around, some people turn around earlier, some people turn around later, and everybody's like wondering, you know, what's everybody else doing?
Anyway.
It's like fun, they do it even earlier, right?
Yeah, right. They do it later. Whatever. Nagu shleili kabbalas haShabbos v'yama kipurim shechal b'Shabbos. Oh, the meaning is we don't do kabbalas Shabbos and yom kipurim shechal b'Shabbos. Rak shayim mizmah shleim haShabbos koydim baruch. That's what we said. We just say mizmah shleim haShabbos.
Every holiday.
Oh, afilu anoyigim b'shar yom tiv kishechal b'Shabbos loymer oyde izim mizmahim b'shvil Shabbos. Even the people who are noyig.
No, it's
chesvar. On Yom Tov, right? No, it's chesvar.
But it says
but
one more.
Still on Yom Kippur.
The whole thing. They say chadoydi.
Still
on. They don't say all of it.
No, they say three and two.
They say muzmal adav.
And on Yom Kippur, even they don't do anything. Just do mizmah shleim haShabbos.
The last two is not part of it.
The first two and the last.
First three and the last two.
Yeah, but everyone says the last.
Okay.
Anyway, it didn't do. No.
Ashkenaz didn't say.
Yeah, Mizma Shalom Shabbat and Shem Melech.
No, we're talking about Lechadodi.
We're talking about Lechadodi.
Lechadodi.
Okay.
Yavi Shasma Bigdi Shabbos.
Yeah,
we're going to. Miyad Achash Arachas Atzma. Zakta Mishnah Bura. The Gamma Noshim Noig is Kaidim Adlachas Neris, Lirchas Atzma, but Lilish Bigdi Shabbos. The women are Noig that before they light Neris, they take a shower and then they put on Bigdi Shabbos. But Ashrei Lahem. That's Taka very good. It's Gavaldi Gazach. The mom is doing Eker Adin of putting on Big Day Shabbos after, right after they reich it. Omnam, b'yom ha'ktzorim, shemis achrim leishe b'chanus, v'achkach reich tzayis v'loivshis. However, in the short Fridays that they're coming up, u'benkach yovei chasin shalom misafik chil Shabbos, l'chein teiv lahazir lehem sheyektim u'lovay l'richeitz, little bitch they should do earlier, u'kshem misacheres, when they get late, mitzvah yeshetel l'kach v'mamubu sheichol. It's better she should light in her weekday ensemble. Melava chasu shalom masavik chol Shabbos. The im habal roya shemis acheres. If the husband sees that it's getting late, mitzvah gedoylo shuhu yad lekaneres. He should be malakas velo yashkiach biktatas ishto. And she's gonna go crazy, but she's gonna be very angry at him. Nevertheless. He shouldn't care, and he should light it himself. It's better to sit in darkness than to be mechal Shabbos chas v'shalom. So even though it's funny, he just got finished saying, be very careful with making any fights. But when it comes to safek chil Shabbos,
you know,
everything else falls away.
Well, it's interesting that he would first say,
it's a chal shen kachi.
What?
Say because the kulam is arm bekvaydi.
Yeah. Chal Shabbos. What are you saying? The yeshkiach biktad
zeh. Then that would be come before. It's better to sit in the dark. Why didn't he say that? Because of the machlokas issue.
You know he's saying he should lie if it comes down that the pshat is he can't
lie. Even though it's going to be an argument with your wife.
Right. And he said,
but it's better to sit in the dark than be with Chal Shabbos.
Right. I mean, let's say the shkia, mamish, shkia just came and he didn't light, and she wants to go ahead and lie. He's like, no, slicha.
Can't. If anything, he's allowed to shkia.
We'll sit in the dark.
And the whole idea of
she's
of
also allowed to shkia.
Samach Larev.
They have the same shkia. It's the same religion.
So it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. There's two times he washes himself. First, he goes earlier in the day to the Beis HaMerchetz, and he washes himself there. First he washes himself there. That's the first thing he does. Then later on he washes himself again, panayod v'raglov. And we said he doesn't have to. Nowadays you don't do your feet anymore. So he does it again, his face and his hands, and then he puts on his Shabbos clothes. So Mela comes out that faker. It's you could go to the mikvah faker. Go to the mikvah right away after mincha gedolah. That's the best time. Then you have a long time. And then when before Shabbos, before you get dressed, then wash your face and hands again. With warm water, and then put your Shabbos clothes on.
So what he's saying, it makes a lot of sense here, that because he's not referencing two different things. In other words, when you go to the mikvah, he's saying here, the Hainu, the Begadim HaTachtonim, meaning the person changes underwear.
Saying, right.
So therefore, later on, when he comes to his house and he's ready to Shabbos, then he'll put on the nice shirt, the nice suit, the nice tie.
Interesting. I hear you. That's a Geschmack idea.
But then he also said, what did I see about, it's because of covered Shabbos, right?
Yeah, this is all it's covered Shabbos.
So this way you make sure you're taking care of covered Shabbos and not cool Shabbos later. I mean, it happens to me. Like, oh man, there's only 5 minutes left. I'll get a quick shower instead of running to the mikveh. I don't have time.
Right.
I need at least half an hour. But I don't have half an hour. I got to take a shower home.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, he's not even talking about going to. Maybe he's just assuming that.
No,
right. Specifically, when we have short Fridays. That's what we saw before. What did we see before? What was this? Mitzvah lirchitz panav yodiragu b'cham erev Shabbos. Okay. Fine.